Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Where did you concede your first goal? What side did you concede your first goal down?
Luke Shaw's side.
When is somebody going to do something about this?
Ozempic.
Hold on.
Ozempic.
What's Ozempic? Luke Shaw?
Oh my gosh.
Is that what man not doing? Is that what man not doing?
Peptide.
Man, I'm sick as hell. Man, I'm sick as hell.
He's on a seafood diet though. He's on a seafood diet. He sees food and eats it. Big up Steve-O every time.
Big up Big 30 TV, man.
Thanks.
He won't even like that.
You know what I'm saying?
He won't even like
that.
If the show starts with that,
I'm on it.
Already failed.
Yo, wind up.
Steve-O's the last lad, isn't it? He's the last lad. They're all
last
gone,
of the Mohicans, you've seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the last.
He's the last one.
He's like the last of that era, isn't it?
Traditional men. I'm that era still. But
don't
I'm,
say,
I'm modern though. Wow. I'm a modern version.
You're not like Steve-O, bro.
I got bro. I'm
you been, are nothing I've been like Steve-O.
I've been chipped. You know, you get an old car. You're like,
not that.
Mapped. Remap. Remap.
Yeah, remap. That's it. I'm remap.
Why red of Apple CarPlay?
Low. What? Yeah, you gotta go over the speed hump. Right leg.
Yeah, you gotta go around the speed hump.
Yeah, my ticket popped.
Steve-O's a sob.
Saab was big.
Saab was big.
Day,
old
Saab
school.
Was serious.
Uncle had a Saab, man. He cried to sit in the front seat.
Convertible ting.
Yeah, cried to sit in the front seat where I didn't get to sit in there. He said, man up.
Gold rims. Anyway, guys, I know it's a wobbly start, man. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, hype.
Yeah. We got a guest today, man.
Yeah.
Jams London into the building. Yeah.
Yes. You know why he's here and then he's dead.
But you know why you lot can't flex on me? I knew Jams before all of you.
All right, Twitter, man.
Yeah, not Twitter. He's to them, man. I'm talking Tolkington FC. Can play, you know. Jams can play.
Is he better than you?
You're year below me, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
But he played with us.
Is he better than you?
And this was when I was year 11. He's good.
Is he better than you?
We're talking 08. I had the year advantage on him, so the pace was... Nah, he's a good player. He can play.
He still didn't answer the question.
It's different.
He's answered the question.
Hey, bro.
When you centre mid to a winger / right back, it's different.
Oh, you're centre mid? Okay, I respect it. You know what? He's got a ring on that finger there. Their man
is it?
There.
Oh, their man.
Baller.
Spanish team. Prince.
When they're like this.
How the fuck you clock that? That's because you're an idiot.
And there's no man. See, man.
You know what that is? That's like a Huddleston kind of like, you know, like you hit the board, ball stays hit.
Yeah, grass cut.
Both foot. Sounding like me.
What type of player would you liken your ability to? Like Menace, for example. You name any exciting winger in the world, attacking player, that reminds me of Menace. What would you say you are?
Jude.
He can play. I'm not going to lie to you.
Jude, so you're like a slide tackling 10?
Yeah, Jude, that kind of centre mid that will do a bit of, you know.
That's further up the pitch, though. That's further up the pitch.
I was about to say, you two pivot. That might be a lock-off.
Yeah, but I'm a bit deeper. I want to go collect the ball off the...
I like that too.
I'm not sure.
I think it's okay. It's
pings, everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Left foot, right foot.
You'll sit, he'll... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I defend as I attack.
I don't think you attack well.
I do.
Well, the biggest question is, Jams, who do you support?
Liverpool.
Of course. Jesus have mercy, man.
That's what I'm sitting there.
Most good players, like,
that there's good.
Men of, how men you of, men of culture.
Yeah, yeah. Where are we gonna land this?
Go on, continue.
Go on, go on.
Okay, you hear, you know, you all see that you all thought it was all cap, Black Raul. I used to say I'm up there with the finishing. You see my finishing.
What was you going to say?
You know what I'm saying? So the cult is cultural. As a forward, I'm culturally there. You see it. You would pick me
finish
to play
sentence.
Up top. And midfielder, I'm Jude Bellingham up front. Jude Bellingham of centre midfield.
Finish the sentence.
All Liverpool fans are great players.
What the hell does that mean?
All Liverpool fans are great players.
You ain't.
And all of a sudden, we have to start having a proper look. Yeah, now, I'm a couple are coming to mind.
I remember you telling me the Liverpool killies them from your way there.
Yeah, Switch, rest in peace, Switch. Switch was a
baller. Yeah, yeah.
Vujanic.
Not a baller like
goalkeeper.
That.
Goalkeeper, good
Big
one.
Zoo.
Scored a screamer at Wembley.
It was a scoop.
Zoo's all right. No, Zoo's all right. Zoo's all right. Zoo's all right.
You think Zoo's all right?
Who's got the worst
right?
Four. Don't do that.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. For what?
Don't do that. Zoo. I said, you think Zoo's all right? He goes, four. Nah, don't do that.
No, Zoo's good. I think Zoo's all right. Like, he's a nine, isn't he? He's a target man.
I was going to play in the same team as Zoo on Sunday.
He's a target man.
What? Westway.
Nah, different team.
What is it? Yeah, I don't know.
You see Zoo Westway, he stays in the same corner, wide right. So he can just wrap it
on the left foot.
On the left,
bam. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he just stays
yeah.
there.
But you know what?
So, there's something about him then, yeah?
Something
he's a lefty.
About
he's a lefty. He's got
lefty. Oh, he's a lefty.
Yeah, technically,
he's
a lefty. You know lefties don't have then. To play football. You know, like to learn to play. Like lefties are different. Remember, right side of the brain. But you know what you can't do? Right. You're smudging all the time. You're smudging.
You can't name me a Liverpool fan that can't kick ball.
Oh, back in the day.
DJ Snips.
He couldn't kick ball.
Cannot kick ball.
I've never heard of him.
But
he can DJ.
But he can DJ very cold.
See, there's talent somewhere.
Yeah.
He's in the changing room. He's mixing.
Do a set on the side of the pitch.
He'll move to New York to DJ. So his DJ is different.
Like out of the big teams, who's got the worst footballing fan?
United.
Well, calm down, man.
It's because you lot have the most fans. So naturally, a lot of United fans, especially at the time they started supporting United, they weren't necessarily into ball like that. It's just football was popular. They were winners. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But they've still got probably the lowest percentage of like fans that can play football.
Yeah. Menace is probably the best fan footballer.
What?
Menace is Man United's best fan footballer.
Are you stupid? Stop being stupid. Stop being stupid. And that's not to discredit what I'm on. I know what you're doing.
Now it's my games. Now it's up to you.
Now I've got a bit.
Like, are you or are you?
Can you not hear my argument for why it's Arsenal? Because I hear your argument for why it was Man United. I think when you have casual fans, you have the capacity to have a dead baller. And Arsenal being the biggest team, we're going to have the most casual fans
biggest
coming up
team.
Now.
Where the hell did
you're
you get that?
You're London based.
You're London based.
So you had to kind of know football to an extent. More so than I thought.
Did you go to the parade, bro?
That was a carnival.
Why would I be at that parade?
What do you mean? Beanos was there.
This is what I mean. Beanos was there. Who? United fan.
What content creator is good as an Arsenal fan?
At football. Cecil G.
Who?
Cecil can kick ball.
If you think
what kind of kick ball?
Cecil can kick ball.
Boys, you're chatting. In your teams that you've played for, you're trying to tell me the Arsenal fans have been the worst players in the team.
No, I'm United.
That's definitely
United.
Not United.
United.
It's the United fans.
Come on, man. Runaway winners.
Like,
runaway winners.
No doubt.
Boys, belly tap.
Can troops kick ball?
He's not that bad.
I don't know.
He's
I'm asking.
He's better than Marks.
He's not that bad.
Let's use Marks as the barometer for Man United.
Is Marks the average, bro? I think Marks is probably better.
No. That's not. We're not doing that.
Arsenal fans play as football like Marks.
Why is Marks the topic?
Because you know.
He's buried in the Sheffield.
That's United fans, isn't it?
He's got a tune called Rooney.
You lot are.
Converse.
I can't defend that.
Beanos left. You better take the slazer. I'm big, bro.
Let's use Beanos as the standard for United fans. Beanos is a good footballer. That's
United
a United
fan,
but standard.
Marks thinks he's good, but he's not.
No, but
and
we've
he's
proven
the
that.
Proper average.
No, he's
like,
not.
When you but bro, go and play football with bare United fans that Marks introduced you to. There's a bell in the ball, bro. Ding, ling, ling, ling. They're all so.
I can't do that. We're not doing Marks like that. Shout out my killer Marks.
A little bell in the ball.
Did you see that? Wait, did you see that? The blind footballer, by the way?
He ran
that
through.
Out
ran
of nowhere.
Through.
The one that started.
I feel like all the goals are like that, though.
Huh? Nah,
someone does like loads.
He done double touch all the way. So he just knew where the ball was for the whole time.
Nah, I know that movement.
Nah, you don't understand.
I'm bumping into someone. If I'm blind, I'm bumping into someone.
Do you know about wearing your glasses like that? And then you can just.
You know what? My eyes are closed.
Mind games.
Bro, are you sleeping? Are you, you know, your mom opens the door and you just. You're not even sleeping, but you can see her. You know that, that glint?
Hey, you can. And you got like an angle, like this.
Yeah.
I can see all of you.
And she closes the door but stays in the room.
What, your mom does that? Your mom trying
my
to catch
my mom's wicked with
trying
it,
to catch you out.
Close the door, stay in the room. You know, you think,
damn, she's right here.
She can only use that once though.
Yeah.
So she, timing is very
she's got to choose wisely.
Anyway, Liverpool won a Premier League game. Congratulations.
We just spoke about this, Dad.
Finally, bro.
What do you mean we just spoke about this downstairs? What are you talking?
What? Triggered. What? Triggered already, bro.
What the hell is going on?
Triggered
we
already.
We spoke this about this downstairs.
Guy. Triggered.
I said how he words it. How he words it, he's trying
yo,
to get a reaction out of
the episode.
In it, it's, we've spoken about in life. It's not
downstairs.
No, but he just said the way he words things, he's trying to get a reaction out of me. So he's actually clocked what's happening, but still... You get
fell
a reaction out of
yeah,
me.
This,
still
is, for
this
it.
Is dumb.
No.
You saw a trap in front of you and thought,
yeah. But if me whispering it to him is not for the you.
You're on camera. You're on camera.
You call that a whisper?
Well, that's how I whisper, bro.
Loudspeaker.
My daughter whispers like that. And then, can I tell you a secret? They're just shouting in my ear.
I saw her.
The whole block knows the secret, you know?
So 2-0.
A 2-0 win against newly promoted Ipswich Town. Congratulations and welcome to the game. Yeah, finally, points on the board. Isak with two goals. I didn't even know.
That was like the 5th and 7th minute or something. It was early, innit?
Finally getting service.
6 and 9.
Oh, something like that.
Whatever it was, man.
Gakpo.
I mean.
Gakpo,
didn't you lot want him gone?
No, they didn't.
Not me.
They
didn't. I did still.
I did. Yeah.
I did still. I still
and he's
do
like the man that I was arguing with on Twitter and saying, who are we going to replace him with?
Why did you want him gone, Jams?
At the time, it didn't matter, bro. What do you mean, why, bro?
What do you mean, why?
Everyone, listen, we've seen a couple games this season, you know, a bit better. But last couple of seasons, it's been the same repetitive. One, to be fair. Did have a good debut season, to be fair. But I feel like a lot of that was Salah kind of creating chances from the right wing.
And the league winning season.
Yeah. Could arrive late. You know, I liked it. But that repetitive nature, you know, as a winger at the top clubs, you've got to be dynamic week in, week out. You know, we've got a young boy coming through who, you know, we made promises to. A lot of people want to see what can happen with him.
You got know. A lot of games though, man. He'll get minutes.
Yeah, but he's fallen, further and further back in the pecking order right now. So it's like we've definitely made that youth promises.
I think that'd be better for him because the way some of you, I know it's not the be all and the end of what the fans are saying, but some of the fans' reaction to his performances on the right, I don't think he should be there, bro. As much as I hear that, like being a young player is all about being thrown into situations that you might not necessarily be in at the latter stages of your career.
And also to help with that, as a wide player, I believe a wide player
can do both.
You've got to be able to.
He is the kind of wide player. He can do both. It's just he prefers the left, especially with these modern days.
What's expected of you for us? You got to hit the ground running.
Yeah. Big club.
As a young boy, there's not. You do now.
You do, bro.
Now.
I'm with you, man.
20 yards over there is 150 mil.
Yeah, but that is different. That is different.
Wait, what happened there?
I said 20 yards over there is 150 mil.
It's opposite side of the pitch.
Yeah, but my thing is this here. When you're a young player, like I even see it with some of our younger players. Like Esteban's quality, yeah? He's mad, but you start him, you don't get the same him. Sometimes you need to give him that experience, man. You just
but
need to
is
gain
that,
it.
Is that part of the situation real? Is that down to the depth that Liverpool have got? And the pressure that's on him.
Bro, when you look at who's in front of him, it's not Salah and Mane anymore, isn't it?
Nunes and
he's not a right winger.
You're training 5 days a week. If you're the truth, your manager will know you're the truth.
You'll get there, man. He will start over Gakpo eventually this season. This season.
I don't think he gets there.
I reckon.
Not if Gakpo's playing how he was playing. Gakpo's
no, but he might have woken up. Make no mistake, Gakpo, you know.
Like, he's released.
He's a man at the end of the day, you know. Got tired of hearing the bullshit.
Light skin though.
Bro, even his World Cup, he's just bringing over the World Cup stuff, man. You know, he's just not doing that. See, certain times you see him cutting and you think, oh, here we go. He's now looking to pass it. Because even when Azak's first goal, when he started running in that direction, I was like, oh, here we go.
I'm not going to believe in him, man.
My man just wrapped it into Isak's Waiting for
yeah, just service my striker and I'll be happy. I won't lie to you.
Banda.
Pause, Wolf.
Time out.
No wires in football, man. No wires.
Yeah, that's a service to guys.
Yeah.
That's not even a saying. You know what I'm saying?
That
like,
is. Don't say that.
That's definitely a saying.
It definitely is.
Strike any service. Liverpool's defence. Oh,
I like the French shoot.
Jacket potato.
Jacket
potato.
Yeah. Out there, Van Dijk still going.
Averick's jacket.
Araujo right back.
Yeah, Araujo. Was he right back the other day?
Right back.
Yeah. Different horses for different courses, man. He looked good there.
We'll see, man.
But it was to come back because obviously when United smacked up Ipswich, but their wingers looked lively and they were putting the ball high in them to one side. There had to be a brick wall.
The thing is, who plays on that side for Ipswich? Because it's not. I was about to say it's the fat Awu brother, but it's not.
No, it's the white.
It's not. It's the other you, innit?
I think the good thing about Liverpool, I mean, there's not much of a case for you to really take a look at their defence, but a clean sheet. Your striker scoring two goals. You know that they're still trying to get this team where it needs to be. Those are good early signs. Your striker scoring, Gakpo, the guy that was on the way out, getting assists, and then clean sheets is a good direction to go in. But Ipswich is not enough of a test for you
We better win.
But the good thing is, Jams, though, you're doing what's expected. I think in these situations, the last thing you want is a new gaffer to come in and doing below what's expected. So you're expected to get a win against Ipswich. You get a win against Ipswich.
It's a good building block.
Have you not played at home this season?
Yeah, true.
Forest.
One. But you see, like, when you got, what you got to understand is also, like, Ipswich, Sunderland done well, Man United done well, Ipswich, like, kind of scored freely against them, or attacking freely, we nilled them. Like, Kirk has had that right winger, what was his name?
Fatawu.
He had him locked, he got hooked at 60 minutes.
So you want us to rate you?
No, I'm just saying, the game before, we nilled them. No, and listen, the game before, Luke Shaw was being told he was shit. Get him out of our club, because that guy...
It's the same Ipswich team.
To be fair.
Next game, then Luke should be anyways. Luke Shaw's bar's low right now. So
especially defensively.
It's a good win, but you know, we shouldn't do too much.
Mobility. Here. When it comes to mobility, you trust Kirkez more than Luke Shaw.
Yes.
That's why. If you told me Kirkez.
So you take Kirkez.
Nah, Shaw's finished.
Now I'm taking Broski.
He should be better than Luke
Shaw. You would take Luke Shaw over Kirkez.
No, I'm not.
There you go. There you go. It's done.
So what's the flex then?
You lot was saying Luke Shaw should have gone World Cup. Luke Shaw was this. Luke Shaw was that.
I never said that.
No worries. All I'm saying is
he wanted ratings for nilling them.
I heard him.
Of course you should.
Because of United.
They scored in their last two games.
I hear it, man. I hear it.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Matt is falling.
Anyway, Spurs still can't score.
Mm-mm.
Cannot score. That's 3 games now. 5 goals conceded. No goals scored.
300 million attack.
Can I be real though? Could that be nil at Forest is a good result for them.
That is a good result.
That's a good result
for them. And Forest were piling it on them as well. Forest were all over them.
2 disallowed goals?
For a team that ain't on nothing right now, I sat here, I told Scorcher, you are going to lose at Forest. They didn't. It's a decent result. You have to. You gotta rate them different. Mind you know, games. Mind games. It's not even a padder. They're not on nothing, off bro. The bottom, do you know what that means? Clean sheet for Tottenham away.
No, nah, he's taking.
I didn't think that was landing until like though. December.
That's where they're
bro.
At right now,
that's
bro.
Where they're at.
Now you
that's
know what, Rafi, you lot are right because they're the 17th best team in the league certified. Off the last two certified. Seasons. So that's a fact. Yeah,
that's certified.
And they're 18th
yeah.
now. Exactly. So let them find their
let
feet.
Them find their feet.
Let them find their feet. Yeah, they're 18th. Let
with
them find
draw.
Their feet. Yeah.
I don't know, man. You look at these three teams, I think. Take a look at Coventry. They've played Man City, Arsenal. So yeah. They haven't scored. Loud them. You take a look at Aston Villa. I saw a picture the other day where there was Unai Emery standing in front of Sol Solikru. There was too much man. So for anyone
that's
to think
signings.
That's going to...
That's the signings.
But
yes.
I don't really
yes.
mind that... And then you look at Spurs. Spurs are in a similar situation. The people that arrived early were the defence and the midfield. The strikers have just arrived. So I've got to give all teams a bit of grace. If this
everyone,
is
everyone,
November,
September.
As come good on, as, we're good the champions. I don't compare
that
is, to
as
us.
As good as Villa were against us, it was no shots on target, I think. That's as well as we played, that's on them, bro. Like, they have to figure something out. Because they've gone and got Nico Jackson up there, who I rate. You
yeah,
understand?
He's good.
But he's... Yeah, he's played
they've
the whole
lost
game.
Everyone.
But, nah, he come played, on, he got subbed off.
But he played well, though.
With Arsenal, it's happened in every single game. So you see that situation that we gave Villa, we gave it to Coventry, and who did we play last game?
Chelsea.
It happened to Chelsea as well. Chelsea, I think, might have been even worse.
It's the first time in the Premier League that three teams have failed to score in their first three games.
Game's gone.
game's gone.
It's gone, man.
No, it is. One of them being a promoted side, you can kind of have that. But Tottenham and Villa, what are you doing, bro?
Now, Villa got robbed, though. There's nobody
you
left at Villa.
You can say that,
bro.
But let me tell you something. I was watching Villa vs Arsenal.
Conser's gone.
Yeah, Conser's
gone.
Tillemans
gone.
Watkins
gone. Watkins
gone. Watkins, Tillemans.
Rodgers, bro.
But listen. Like,
that's goals.
No,
they've
but listen.
They've got quality, bro.
No, but listen.
Though,
like Paul said, nah. So solid crew picture, yeah? They signed about 12 men. Yeah, one of them, I didn't know if he was there before. I thought they bought in. I shouted at the telly. I said, why is Rodgers still there? They got a Brazilian youth called Alisson.
Looks
who
exactly
is Rodgers?
Like
he is Morgan Rodgers.
He was there last season, I'm almost.
Bro, they
he might be, but he's still there now.
100%.
You understand? They got that Mozambique. I think he's Austrian
the,
or something.
The better Wolves midfielder.
Joao Gomez.
They got the little black kid that was born in England but couldn't get his passport to come
what's
back.
Majo.
Little black cute.
Who
yeah.
Little
he's,
black cute.
Set yeah, a 6'4". They got massive. The PSG who PSG and was Bae. Happy to let Barcola go and they wanted to keep this kid.
He's cold.
Bae. They got
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
got him. But their team's strong-ish. On paper.
When it clicks. No, when they need time to click,
it's strong
man.
On YouTube, bro. It's not strong in real life.
When does it click?
Ipswich.
I think they're not. They're a team, like, as much as I love...
Everyone's going to click at Ipswich this year, innit?
You're on the road and your team's in transition and you don't get the dub.
Hey, when did Man United under Amorim get his first win?
Was it at Ipswich?
Come on.
See?
You look, don't hey, stick to the subject, bro. What's going on out here?
Anyway, Spurs got away with it. Nico Williams' goal was disallowed for handball, and that is one of the most shocking decisions I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know.
No, I don't care. There was no angle that you could see that it was definitely a handball. And if that's anywhere other on the pitch, they say because of that, it's not a handball. Because it's a goal, they've bottled it now and said, let's
but
not Lippy, give
they
it.
Think if there's any chance that it was a handball, they can't give it.
That's not true.
No, that is true. That is true. But the any chance can't be that we can't say that it definitely isn't one. Because then it works the other way as well. Just in the
there.
Middle.
Yeah,
but
there.
He almost broke Tonali's leg though. You
but he
saying?
Might. Do you know what it is? It's like a, you know, Maguire's one from last week. Let me handball, then shoot, then deflect, goal. Why can't it be handball? Whilst I'm trying to dive a header, hits off Tonali, in, goal. Same goal.
Okay, I'm with you.
Because that's what happened last week. Why can't it happen this week? I know if I'm kicking ball and I'm going to do a diving header and a man's throwing his foot towards my head, I'm just going to punch that ball into his foot. But why can't I do what Maguire done? It must be a goal, why not?
Punch
can
ball, yeah.
You
make it
you can't, that's great.
You, can.
Yeah. You don't need VAR.
If you can style it out,
bro, if a
game's gone.
Now,
if you can style it out, then that's it.
I saw Rice trip up Morgan Rodgers, but he styled it out. So he's run and he's done it on the move. So now
that's
you're not quite
IQ,
sure,
bro.
But
that's,
you're sure.
That's part of the sport. That's part of the sport.
Even with this one, it's a thing where the refs don't have our angle. You get me? We're watching on telly. They're just people. You understand, bro?
That's what VAR's for, though.
Exactly. Yeah, but at the same time, with this one, it helped him. He gave a goal. You get me? VAR said, yo, check that. And boom. You get me? Haaland bags.
Number 300.
Hey, I thought you were bigging up Free Dirk.
It can't be 300 club goals.
It can't
goals.
Be for City. No, it's club goals, man.
It's club goals.
Career.
Oh, career goals.
Yeah,
career
yeah, I was going to say.
Oh,
yeah.
Might be career that's, goals.
That's not, still not normal, you know.
300.
How old is he?
26.
The reason you know it's been a while is Solskjaer wanted him.
Yeah.
As a youth. And Solskjaer ain't been United gaffer in years, bro. So, yeah.
Your thing is, do you know how much football has happened since... that we had a young Haaland, like Sancho Haaland is a long time ago, bro. And Sancho's what, 25, 26 as well? And I remember Sancho and him being the same age.
The appearances,
so.
You like, you missed it, bro. 300 and 368. Ugh.
Yeah, but we're trying to do it. I'm saying we've been saying it for time.
Tapping it.
Blood. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to talk about everything else. Let's talk about what's on the screen, bro.
He scored 368. In 300 appearances.
Nope, that's a lie.
Wait, way. Do that again.
Sorry. I can't focus.
Yeah, no.
Go on, Dan.
Hey, only 5 minutes.
Stop. He's carried this.
Loons.
We got everyone.
You're on the. You're gonna go on the naughty step.
Why was I wrong, blood? I got my own top player side attacking me, laughing that I missed.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I rate that.
He crossed it out of my neck and he said, "What happened? I scored."
I'm playing like Bruno today.
Yeah.
Why is it Bruno? And why are you agreeing to that stupid?
You're Bruno. Bruno's the one.
You're annoying, bro.
You're a liar.
He's playing like Vert.
No, Vert's on.
He's lost the most.
Get back in the cowboys.
Look what he's done. He's messed us up.
But going back to Haaland, he scored 300 in what? 368 games. You take a look at that. He started off in what? Norway with Mold. Then he went over to Austria with RB. And then he's gone to Germany.
Dortmund.
So even this sort of journey he's taken, the education that he's got before he's got to the Premier League, I would literally tell most young players, take that type of journey. Go to a league where it's easy. Build your confidence and then gradually get to like a Germany. And I think once you can graduate from Germany, England shouldn't be too difficult. I've seen Kevin De Bruyne go Germany, graduate from Germany.
Hey, do you know what's crazy, Paul? Listen, everyone tries this route, you know.
It's true, isn't it?
Bro,
yeah.
I think that's the most treacherous route.
Yeah.
Germany
to Germany.
Germany to England is not a great transition for a lot of attacking players.
Lippy, have you seen the thing where the guy's named like 15 players and like 13 of them are frauds? They all come from Germany. Bare players that...
Name them?
Name all the 15 players. But they just named players bought from Germany that haven't worked in England. Only ones that have worked was Kai Havertz and...
Kevin De Bruyne.
And listen, minimal. We call it Bundesliga tax. We call it Bundesliga tax. Like, we know coming from there to here doesn't necessarily translate. Mm. But if we go there, we go Italy, doesn't matter if your career's done here. Yeah. You go play for Roma, you're back.
Look at Marlon. Marlon for Villa.
Look at Shea Adams.
Killing it over there, bro.
Yeah,
Shea Adams got a madness.
Do you know what?
Shea Adams, where's he? Bologna?
No, Torino or something like that. Some Burgundy kit.
Micah went out there.
Micah went for Fiorentina, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know who didn't go there?
Haaland.
Going back to City.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Against Coventry, I was watching Proper Saturday. Shout out you lot on Proper Saturday. And correct me if I'm wrong, Marks was saying they weren't that convincing against Coventry. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
And sometimes Coventry could have been 3-0 up.
What?
Coventry could have been like 2-3 up.
What do you mean? Talk to me. I don't really.
Awoni, chance missed early.
The Forest striker.
What type of chance is it though? Like a
1-on-1.
One on one.
Side footed, put it wide. Yeah. You saw the same.
Yeah, put it wide. Coventry could have hurt them. I made a statement when we beat Coventry,
that we beat them 3-0 and that City will probably go give them 5-6, but that don't mean they're better than us. They only scraped a 1-0 win, bro. So if Steve-O's not here, so I can say this freely, I don't think they look the same, bro. I've been saying it for a while, City.
No, I feel like it's this...
We keep speaking about it and it might seem boring, but it's relevant. This transition that they're in is... deep in now.
This is what I think.
I think City got super talented players, individuals that can always win you games. But the more Maresca sinks his teeth into them and gets them to play his way, because he's still talking about how certain players, although they're doing great stuff, they're not in the places that he wants them to be. Yeah. He wants his wingers much higher, much wider from a starting point rather than them coming to collect the ball from deeper. Yeah, he's talking about how some of his players, even though they're winning, are not in the correct positions. As soon as they're all in the position that he wants them to be in, I think this goes down.
I hear him though.
Chelsea looked fine when Rossini came in for the first five. Winning, because we still had what we were. As soon as Rossini actually got his hands on us, boom.
Barbershop tactics though, Rossini's barbershop tactics.
Sticking with City, because we're talking about City. Alex Scott was man of the match the first game of the season by far against Bournemouth. Alex Scott was man of the match. They scraped that game.
Against Bournemouth?
Against City. Against City, Alex Scott was absolutely incredible. They won it last minute call. The next game, it's 1-1. Shirky's coming off, from my understanding, or 1-0, what have you. Shirky's coming off the field. He looks on the side, sees he's coming off and goes, yo, I might as well just tap into what I'm doing. And then the goal he scored, that is nothing to do with Maresca. That's nothing to do with, I want you to run in between three or four different players. That's just him saying, I got to tap into my situation.
City, missed though. the dope bit, little P.
Gone.
Give me 3 minutes. That's what he said to Maresca.
No way.
Give me 3 minutes, bro.
He told him, give me three minutes.
3 minutes later, he scored. He's cold, bro. And Roy Keane saying that's disrespectful.
I can believe that.
When Roy Keane saying it's disrespectful, because when the gaffer tells you to go, get you should be ready to go. He says, give me 3 minutes.
And this for me, yeah, is
badness.
Like, football kind of needs this because the managers are beginning to take over and play a little bit of football manager. But I like that we know that because it means Maresca's plan wasn't working. And for me, that means that maybe as the season goes on, we know everyone has a rough patch throughout the season. Like, every team goes for a little thing. City's is going to be bigger than what they've had. In fact, maybe now they had a big one a couple of years ago.
This is going to be bad. I can't lie to you. Lippy, you play fullback. O'Reilly, where do you really want to see him? Even though he did start in the centre of midfield for City as a youth and so on and so forth. Where would you...
No, I saw a clip of him wearing the 9 for City the other day. And
pardon?
Old school. Old school bins.
Video.
Yeah.
Serious?
When you say old school, it couldn't have been that long ago.
No, sorry.
He's still young.
No, he's still young. Yeah, sorry.
It's definitely
that.
A while ago, yeah. But... It's these modern day fullbacks, innit? They've been strikers.
Even all centre backs have been under 14
you know,
striker.
I reckon you could find a first team's 11 and all of 10 outfield, and all of them used to be attacking players. Literally. So the fullbacks were wingers or centre midfielders.
There you go.
The centre backs were midfielders or strikers. The midfielder youths might have been wingers that have gone inside. I think that's the case.
I think that's the case for most.
Ashley Cole used to be a striker. No, I think it's just this word.
Reina was a striker.
There you go.
Pepe Reina was, yeah.
There you go. Because it's just, I think.
You didn't know that? I didn't.
It's all about.
Sorry. I like it though. I did like that.
As you were, Lippy.
I like that.
Sorry, Lippy.
I can't remember what I said.
But you know what?
Where do their goals come from? All right, you, man. Where do their goals come from? Because you know Haaland's going to get goals. Shirky needs to tell man 3 minutes, but they've sold Mamouche. They've sold Savio. They've got rid of Bernardo Silva. These are three players that I could see either creating or getting a goal
Semenyo,
for them.
Shirky, NDI.
NDI, bro.
The quality guy when they step on the pitch. He's a player, though.
Yeah, but he's going to get to a level.
I think he's
going to
get 5-7.
That don't need to be his job. Haaland's walking out here with 30 regardless. So just look good. Just look good and get him the ball. He's,
who?
That's it.
NDI.
Yeah, but
Semenyo's dynamite, both feet.
Grealish like, never
get
scored.
Goals, bro. Shirky.
Doku hardly ever scored.
Grealish is gone.
Just don't start. Don't start folding, you'll be all right.
Who is City's plan B? If Haaland gets a knock and is out for 6 weeks.
It was Julian Alvarez before.
And who is it this time?
Semenyo. Has to be Semenyo.
It could be O'Reilly, bro. This is City.
Yeah, but is it enough?
If Nico O'Reilly does that thing where he arrives late in the box, bro, he's going to pull up with goals for City.
No, you can't rely on your DM.
Bro, there's so much rotation possible with that City team, bro. You can't say that. Until it falls flat, you can't say that.
Haaland is drinking raw milk, like 3 cows a day and that. Yes. So that he don't get injured, innit? If he did,
calcium.
Statistically on paper, they're cooked. Because it goes him, 20-something league goals. The next guy's on like
10.
If that.
Late, no. Less.
No, but he didn't get 10
Bournemouth,
in the
he got 10 maybe.
Yeah, but
not
part of them stats is how available Haaland is.
He got 15
all
comps, and I'm sure he got there with 7 or 8 already. You get me? Doku does about 6 or 7 as well.
If that.
There you go. And that's on a miracle season. So on paper, he cannot go down, bro.
Especially, and look at the goals City are scoring, yeah? The goal they scored against Coventry is a ball into the box, Haaland rising above everyone, header. Now, if that's not Haaland, that's not a goal. It's not like they're just cutting teams completely wide open.
That cross might not go in
if
Haaland's not
what going. I mean is Haaland scores goals that you'd expect Haaland to score, but not anybody else to score. He's up so high winning these headers that all of a sudden, if Haaland's not there anymore, that option disappears. There's no Alvarez. That's not Semenyo's game. So all
he's
of a sudden,
karate kicks as well, isn't it?
But even with that issue, City just replace him in Jan. with no qualms. 160 million.
Plays
whoever
who
wants
in
it.
Jan?
That's it. Wants it. That's it.
Hold on a second, boys. Everyone's talking bare relax. Who won the league last year?
Exactly, because you lot told us this about Semenyo and that.
For 2 years, whatever they've done under Pep Guardiola, arguably in my lifetime, one of the best managers I've ever seen. Whatever they've done, it resulted in him telling that Man City team, out of everything, this broke my heart, when Kyle Walker's answering back with him. It didn't work. So I'm saying to you, with Maresca, who I don't think is that great, why is everyone so confident that Maresca's going to work and deliver them a title? Why?
City are going to give you a 9 out of 10. Season before, we gave a 10. Last season, they gave a 10.
Wait, so what did City give last
season? City are going to be a 9. The point is, you lot have to be a 10. You can't come in at 9, maybe 8.8. City will win it. If you can come in at 10, you beat them to the title.
James, what's your evidence? Because I hear that, it sounds beautiful, but what's the evidence of that? Like, I can say the City
side... They're always there, they're second.
No.
They're there.
They're not always there, let's be honest.
They fell off towards the end, they're the only reason it was interesting.
But again, Arsenal are always second, and then we finish third. They're not always there. Like, we need to stop this narrative.
You didn't say we were always there.
Yeah, you didn't say we were always there.
Though. Look. Okay. Let me just tell you where you're not always there. Because out of 10 seasons, they won 8. Yeah. That's why they're always there, bro.
And that's my point. On my point, out of the 8 of the 10, that wasn't Haaland and Shirky and these man. This is these man. Since it's been these man.
The treble, bro.
Okay, stop.
Should we get the treble side?
Rush him.
Rush him.
Hold on. So it's not, okay, I'll take away Haaland. Shirky, what's Shirky done?
For one season.
That's the point.
You lot won it, but you didn't run away. Like, it was interesting.
We ran away.
But from who? It's only City. It's only City that was there with you.
You just said we had to be a 10 last season. If I asked you in April, are Arsenal a 10 last season? You say, what are you talking about?
Nah, bro. The season has to be done.
You lot are rare. No, but this is my point. It's based on his point. His point is in the last two seasons, City have, I get you lot's point, but to add to that point now, the guys that were there for the 8 of the 10, they're gone.
No, you're thinking of the 10 out of 10. Please. They're gone. Yeah. City ain't going 10 out of 10 anymore. Yeah. That's what you mean. They don't say
that's my point.
Please, let me tell you the difference. The difference is, yeah, City persisted with Jeremy Doku on the left side. They are ever since he's been starting out there, they ain't won the league, bro. They have now.
Won the league.
No, he's won it, but when he's starting.
Doku stopped. In his first season, they won the league.
No, listen, after the treble, that's when Grealish was starting it, right? And then Grealish got let go. Then Doku started. They haven't won the league since then. Yes, since then. The Jinky stopped starting. That Doku.
Doku's won the league.
I know he's won it, but not as a
starter. Who was starting?
Towards the end of that season, he was starting.
I remember the Doku.
You know what he means, though? He weren't Doku. He weren't an integral piece.
Hold on, I'm going to check.
They forced Grealish quite a bit.
He ended that season as the
starting. He did. But they forced Grealish for a good half.
Do you mind if I close on this point? Because I really want you lot to wake up about what I'm saying about City. I'm going to give you, Menish has shown me, they're starting 11 in the Champions League final. Edison, there or not?
Gone.
Akanji, there or not?
Gone.
There's Diaz, he's there. Ake, there or not?
Gone.
Stones, there or not?
Gone.
Rodri, there or not?
Gone.
Bernardo Silva, there or not?
Gone.
Kevin De Bruyne, there or not?
Gone.
Gundogan, there or not?
Gone.
Grealish, there or not?
Gone.
The only two players part of that 11 are Haaland and Diaz.
And Pep's
And Pep's gone. What are you lot speaking about with this conviction? And this is 2 years ago.
So you don't think they're going to be in and around you lot then?
No.
Because that's what you're
saying. But that level, no, but I agree with that. That level, we're not seeing again from City. That's gone. I agree with you. But they're still a 9 out of 10.
That's not a 9 out of 10.
If you don't think they're going to be there, cool.
Bro,
I don't know about 9 out of 10.
If City drop out of the league,
You think City right now is a 9 out of 10? Is that what you're saying?
No. On a scale of who's going to be up there, whoever wins the league is a 10. Whoever comes second is a 9.
Depending on how you get second, though.
City's coming second, bro. Or they're winning it.
Whether you can see it or not, City have been on the slide for like 4 years.
Yep. Even part of the four in a row was on the slide, though.
Yeah, they've been on the slide. So like now they're slid. Like now they're off.
Slid is 33 games, title race.
No, don't get
then
me wrong.
They might fall off
their
last five.
Their slid is not the same as other team slids. Like they're still going to be in and around.
Dan, no part of their slide is Arsenal top of the league up until May. And then they were top of the league for 2 weeks and they won
that
it.
That wasn't part of their slide.
That was part of their slide. They didn't win the league. That was part of it.
They've lost all time players.
The whole
bro.
Season and this was weird. You know what? This is so comfortable. And then just turned the screw.
World Cup.
Yeah, they got it.
That World just Cup yeah, ruined them. Anyway, let's go at Andrew, man.
they capitulated themselves.
God, what do you think? Are City on the slide? Are Arsenal going to run away with it? Are City still in the game? Or are Chelsea going to win the league? Anyway, let's
you don't even believe that. Look,
no, I do.
Be serious, man.
You lot are cook.
JP Morgan's bankrupt.
No, but a couple of them are like Guadeloupean.
Right, lads, it's time for the NordVPN defensive play of the match week. Obviously, last week it was the amazing Ricardo Calafiori from the mighty, mighty Arsenal. NordVPN helps keep the unwanted stuff out, whether that's online or on the pitch.
Your bank details, your search history, your IP address, and depending on what you've been browsing, probably a few other things that you'd prefer to keep private, Menace.
Indeed, Menace. Exactly. NordVPN helps keep your connection, IP address, and virtual location private while you browse, stream, and work. It's really fast.
And it's not just a VPN anymore. It's next-gen antivirus helps protect you from malware, phishing, dangerous websites, trackers, ads, and scam calls. So basically, it's an all-in-one digital security app with a VPN at the heart of it.
That's mad.
It's madness.
But enough about digital defense. Let's talk about actual defense on the pitch, on the field. Because this week, our NordVPN defensive play of the week, we've broken the rules a bit, Paul. Because we're going to give it to a whole team.
Yes.
Hull City.
A whole team.
Hey, do you know what, yeah? They have been
fantastic.
100%.
They've been amazing.
It's not easy to play that team, you know?
No, it's the hardest team to play. I was talking about this Arsenal match. I didn't care that much about when Chelsea got Hull coming up. That's the game I'm looking at. People are worried about, can Chelsea score? How do you score against Hull, bro?
They got rugby shirts on, you know? They're playing rugby shirts.
Ask this guy to my right, fam.
Their kit is scary, bro.
London Wasps.
Talk to us about them.
Saracens and them, man. Saracens and them, man, bro.
Right, no. Aye, listen. But you know what it is? They've been amazing, man. Me and Bino streamed the United game, Pundits with Passion. It was amazing. And 5 minutes in, you could tell United are not going to win this game. And it looks like they've carried this tempo into, I think the second game was against Coventry. They beat them.
1-0.
Then they drew 0-0.
Where is Hull in England?
Upsa.
Upsa.
Dagestan.
Where?
Up there.
Proper.
It's in the mountains, but it's Dagestan mountains.
It's honest.
Sheffield.
It strikes me as one of the most honest places.
It's not quite Dagestan. It's like Montenegro. Yes.
Honest working class. It's a... I know about Hull. I can feel what it is. I know. I can see the high street in my head.
But one, like, that's a nice northern place.
Though. One
like
post office, not, one fish and chip shop, one Chinese shop, one Indian.
Very cheap.
70
housing.
Bags. 70 bags for
Hull. 70 bags.
Two drives in the pool and a noisy neighbor.
Bro, you know what 70 bags is in Hull? That's the block. We're talking 13.
That's more than a block, bro.
Renovation, like. But listen, big up Hull.
I will say this, yeah. I don't want to stay on Hull, innit? Because they're not a big team. But let's be honest. That is how you come into the Premier League. Just make yourself hard to beat. Forget all your expansive football. Forget your passing networks. Just worry about your defensive play of the week. Big up Hull. NordVPN, defensive player of the week. Keeping the unwanted stuff out on the pitch and online.
You can find out more about NordVPN at nordvpn.com/filthyfellas or by scanning the QR code on Jams's face. That's a debut scan. You're doing well, bro. And obviously, an honourable mention to Tarkowski's last ditch tackle on Cunha through his legs. Those are the best
ones.
That was
crazy.
You know? Serious. Talking of Manchester United.
Oh, wow.
They just can't find... The Liverpool table is awoken.
Yeah, you know that. If they were asleep, energy
day. They were ever asleep.
God damn it. But, God damn it.
But Manchester United are struggling to find consistency. Definitely an improvement from Hull, who we were just speaking about. You then... But you know what? I make him right. They nailed them. You lot didn't nail. You know they're not. Right. Yeah, you're right now.
Who,
you
Ipswich?
Lot didn't nail Ipswich 5-2. I don't think it means you had fun. But if we look at that result isolated, questions have to be answered.
You lot go mad.
The very next week, you knew. I was about to say the Goodison, the Hill Dickinson was going to be a tough game.
For the most part,
you done well. Yeah. You did. I think Kobbie Mainoo was good.
As always.
Tielemans looked a lot better. Luke Shaw had a better game. But you didn't know the Arsenal connection. Not a doppelganger is.
Ain't got nothing to do with you,
you
lot, man.
You don't know what a doppelganger is. Evil twin was over there.
Evil Saka,
and
we sent him.
For you. Tyreek George out of Chelsea. Near post, rippage. And oh no, we wasn't done. Haylen wasn't done
go
there.
Go on.
Ainsley, Maitland. Now, you know the Ainsley collection with Filthy. We got Ainsley.
Listen,
you couldn't stop that. That was unstoppable.
What
strike.
Are we doing in 2026?
No, do you know what it is?
Conceding a goal to Maitland Niles from 30, 25 yards.
I need to tell
yards,
them how poetic it is quickly. I saw a text on my phone from Menace.
Yeah, saying
Maitland Niles has gone to Everton. And then he did that. He said, Menace, I
mental,
am here.
Isn't it? Mental.
Menace, I'm here. Mental.
And you replied after he bagged as well, you little side.
And
you,
this
man.
Is why, yeah, you can't make too many mad moves on match day, yeah, because you doing that, you made him score.
100%. I made it important.
I tried to do everything different. I still didn't work. Like, my Sunday, yeah, was biblical, bro.
Holy water on the cereal.
Didn't bash.
Like, you know, like he's playing VPN, himself.
VPN.
No bash.
NordVPN, yeah. Man.
That's malware.
That's malware. Yeah, that's malware.
Say fishing.
Fishing.
With a P, though. With a P.
I watched that Man United game knowing they were going to concede. Like, I knew you were going to concede.
You see the goals, though? The goals were crazy.
But you know what it is? Man United don't do enough. Like, for example, I remember old school Arsenal, and even this season Arsenal, and I've seen other teams do it. When we're getting towards the, you know, the 90-something minute, get the ball, run in the corner, hold it up, try and get... I see Haaland doing it last season. Try and get... You lot are immature, bro. And when you've got a defence from 2022... This wasn't even filthy in 2022. This is mad.
iPhone 6. They've had the same defense since the iPhone 6. Is allegedly.
iPhone 6.
Allegedly.
One camera.
There was born
is
iPhone 6.
Is that real button? Is that button?
It might be button.
Is that button to get in?
Might be button.
Button.
That worked.
The button. That's a button.
When they got that defence, there was 9 men on camera on Filthy Fellas.
A 3 at a table.
But,
Right, that's when the banter, that's when it was fighting for banter.
Why are you not trying to kill off
what
myself,
happened?
Bro? The truth of the matter is, the longer and the further the game got, I could see us conceding, bro. The immaturity of holding the lead wasn't there. And it
who
hasn't
was immature?
I wouldn't say immature, but as
who
a collective.
Who was immature, bro?
You said immature.
As a collective, no, not
who
players.
Who was immature? Who
I can't think. Are you, is that who you lot are pointing to? Well, Abby Roy, I think it's a collective. Sorry, I didn't. I'm not pointing at Bruno. I'm pointing as a collective, as a team.
It's not brave.
All right, can I ask you a question?
If it was Bruno, then it was Bruno. But I don't think it was Bruno.
It's the job of your leaders, bro.
Where did you concede your first goal? What side did you concede your first goal down?
Luke Shaw's side.
When is somebody going to do something about this? It keeps happening. I would like to know.
Ozempic.
Hold on.
Ozempic.
What's Ozempic? Luke Shaw.
Oh my gosh.
Is that what man not doing? Is that what man are doing?
Peptide.
Man, I'm sick as hell. Man, I'm sick as hell.
He's on a seafood diet, though. He's on a seafood diet. He sees food and eats it.
What's wrong with this? How childish that is.
What is that, bro? That's a Simpsons joke, 1998, bro.
I got that on the back of a penguin, I swear.
Did they even still sell penguin? I don't even know.
You're eating penguin. Bro. You're eating penguins in 2026.
I've got utes, bro.
Why you have the penguin then, bro?
Sometimes she's running up her mind and she's not getting no penguin.
Loons, you can say penguin, he's got the same defense as 2022. Oh, and I know they had penguins in 2022.
I weren't eating penguins. Were you eating penguins in 2022?
Gold bar. Yeah.
No, you weren't.
I'll be honest, the animal penguin might have evolved since 2022.
Yeah.
In the arts.
There's a lot of things that's happened since 2022.
Yeah, bare things.
There's a lot of things.
Global warming. So they're on a new ends. Like, it's melted away. Like, it's dip. Listen.
We just had the hottest summer on record, by the way.
There you go, bro.
Hottest summer on record.
Global woman's fake.
And you think the penguins are not...
Yeah,
they know.
Bro, global woman's fake, bro.
Some penguins are 6 foot.
They're calling Luke Shaw a penguin.
I've got the maddest information I've ever heard.
I don't trust
that.
Don't trust
that. About athlete's life.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from Filthy met Luke Shaw and asked him what his pre-match meal was. A man said chicken, fish, and what?
Bolognese.
Chicken, fish, and bolognese. Chicken and fish.
And bolognese.
All on the same plate.
That's not on the same plate. You didn't hear on the same plate.
Chicken and fish.
That's what I heard. That was my understanding.
Filthy man them that went Dubai, I'm going to remind you lot of something. Do you remember what Ravel Morrison said the Jamaican pre-match meal was?
What?
Curry, goal, rice.
That's why.
And look where I got them.
Luke Shaw plays for Jamaica, bro. He's Jamaica's new left back.
He needs that heat, bro.
Hey, Young Shaw.
Lukianos.
Why would you have all of that before?
Bro.
Don't listen to that sauce, bro. That's brown sauce behavior.
I know you're right, yeah? Obviously, I'm half Caribbean, I'm half Ghanaian. I saw them interviewing the Ghanaian team. A man try hide his plate. Bro, his plate was a mad thing. He's in there, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to run up and down. I'm saying, brother, you got like 5 egg, jollof, chicken, fish, bolognese.
Mystery meat. 30 minutes to kick off, you know.
Do you know who that guy is, innit? I'm playing pure football.
Yeah, I'm playing pure football. Don't say that. I'm not running up and down. I'm playing pure football. Like, you just, bro.
I saw the goal. When I shot, the goal moved.
Is that not something?
is that not saying something?
Hey.
I'm playing pure football.
How can you say that?
And then
they showed the replay and he missed.
And he missed.
Hey. Ain't that the guy that runs the country?
Bro,
no, he tried it's like a politician charity match or something.
Literally, you had to shoot on a swivel. Man tried to turn and
he
shoot.
He ran off celebrating.
All right, listen.
Wait. Don't try and swivel out of this. Why go on for United, bro?
I'll be real.
That left side, I think Dorgu's got a firm left back, bro. He has to find a way of becoming a left back. That's the way
quickly,
out, bro.
What else? What does he want to be?
Who?
Our left
Carrot's
winger.
Got him on left winger. On wing business.
Because even when he forwards on the pitch, yeah, if I'd never seen him before, I'd know this man don't play left wing.
He's yeah, 100%.
That is not his story. No. You could just see his build. Because the sickest thing, you're saying find a way to play left back. There was a point where he took it past a man, almost by accident, because he's so strong.
Almost by accident is mental.
He is. Like,
Austrian Black is serious. He's a double racist over there. He's got to fight.
Yeah, no.
Austrian.
Dorgu.
He's not Austrian.
Where's he from?
Norwegian.
Danish.
From
Danish.
Denmark.
Danish. Same
Danish.
Thing. Scandinavian.
What is Dorgu? Is he Congolese? I'm going to guess Congolese because he's got a fight in shoulders.
That's how I'm going to guess Congolese.
Nah, he must be Congolese. I'm guessing that.
Nigerian, line, United look like they're in trouble.
All right, Lumos has told us he's Nigerian.
His middle name's crazy.
What's his middle name?
I can't pronounce that.
I'm going to look at his middle name. And
bro,
from his
we could all
name,
try to pronounce it, bro.
I'm
none of us are getting
pronounce
it right.
I'm
his
African.
First name's Patrick, though.
His name is Patrick China Zeke Pere Dorgu.
That's easy.
No, Zeke Perry.
Hey, listen. Zeke Perry is.
Look how it's spelled.
You know.
It's another line on Wikipedia. It's another line on Wikipedia, bro. It's his own thing.
China. It's the literally the word China in front of Zeke Perry. Literally, bro.
I'd go Zeke Pierre.
P-E-R-E. There's no I.
China Zeke Pierre.
Zeke Pierre, yeah.
He's Nigerian, though.
His name's Dorgu.
Man United have just a few days to get this sorted because on Sunday, you buck City.
Are they well against real?
Can but I say something? You're going to say what I think so.
Where is it?
Old Trafford.
They win this game.
Nah.
They're going to
win. We were here last season, bro.
They're going to win the game, bro.
Remember, this was the first game Carrick had. We were here last season. City were meant to pop us.
City aren't ready,
it
man.
It didn't happen. We're talking about the same City that you lot don't rate based on whatnot. This game could go either way, but I think it will go United's way. I'm banking on United to win this game.
At Old Trafford. I've seen Ipswich score twice in that game.
It's not nil-nil.
You're going to have shooting boots on. We're talking 3-2s, all of them kind of things.
We're talking Nightwatch and them man clashing, bro. Like, we're talking war.
Who's Nightwatch?
I don't know. What's that?
Game of Thrones. Bro.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You don't know Game of Thrones?
Who the hell's Nightwatch? Who the hell's Nightwatch for real?
Are you watching Game of Thrones? Nightwatch is where Snow and them man was.
No, who's Nightwatch for your team?
United ain't earned no nickname.
Why did you say that? Why did you say that?
Who's Nightwatch?
Why did you expect us all to be watching?
You have never seen Game of Thrones?
We don't watch that. Harry Potter only.
Yeah. If
stop, man.
What do you mean? How can I watch a dragon series? It needs to be a movie, bro.
Am I the only one on this table that's seen Game of Thrones? Is that what we're saying?
What is Nightwatch, firstly?
Watching the night.
Huh?
Jon Snow and them man in Game of Thrones. What's happening
to United? Who qualifies as Night Watch in United?
Jon Snow is like Bruno, innit?
Ah, you see that night? That night is morning. The sun is shining in that night.
Furthermore, he's in Scandinavia over the summer. The sun don't set.
What's that city when the sun don't set? That's
everywhere in Scandinavia. Scandinavia, yeah. Certain parts of Scandinavia got north.
Well, Newt Shaw might be Hodor, bro. I don't know, bro.
Listen, United have a big test coming up. Weird one, man. I remember watching the blue side of Manchester against the red side, definitely wanting City to win every time. But now kind of changing. Different. Mm. So I'm not sure. I still kind of want you lot to lose. I want you to lose every game sometimes.
Yeah.
But
that's normal. I'm not.
At the same time, I would like to see a City loss this early in the season.
Pick then.
I think I want that more. I want you lot to win. I want you lot to
same.
Win.
Lippy, the thing is, Arsenal fans have grown up hating Man United because of the rivalry.
I still hate them. Still
but
here.
Now, I don't think it's right in life to hate people that are doing worse than you.
I think it is.
I think that's
bad. They've won one league in 20. They're on top of the world now, bro.
You know in them videos when a man goes up to a homeless man in the street, he's like, do you remember me? He's like, yeah, he used to bully me in school. Look at you now. I love those videos. I love that. You should have known you was going to be homeless.
You're dumb.
You should have stayed aware that you done people wrong in this life. You can't be sleeping on the street.
I'm going to say an old white man saying, revenge is a dish best served cold. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm glad you got that right.
Why is it white?
That's why
I'm
white.
So glad you got that right.
I heard that in a white film. I ain't heard that in Shutters or that.
What, the same seafood joke?
The first black movie being shot is perfect answer.
It was the perfect answer. It was the perfect answer, though.
Like, come on, man.
Is that a dancehall queen?
Oh, belly or dancehall queen?
Yeah, 100%.
Dancehall queen for life. Gonna explode like dynamite.
Hey, do you know what I thought was gonna explode like dynamite?
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Morgan Rodgers, he scores right at the start of the Arsenal game. And then at the end of it, all I'm looking at is a Chelsea side of Pickney.
Nah, I want to talk about that, man. Binos has escaped through the... He's escaped through the fire exit, so he's not here to be exposed for this. So we're talking about Arsenal vs Chelsea at the Emirates. I've never seen Binos do the movement he did when Chelsea scored. It was like a star jump slash hover slash... I didn't know a man his physique could physically do that. And
you see, it's not bridging. No.
You diss Margs, bro. Make it make sense.
Loons. Let me land. We watched the United match first. He didn't celebrate United goals like that. Chelsea scored. You said, I said, all right, cool. Let me, because don't get twisted. I was emotional. That hurts. When you're there and you're taking in whose fault it is, you just got a man going crazy. But then I watched the next 5 minutes of football. I took a deep breath and I said, we've got them, bro. We've got you lot. And you know when a man realises he's done wrong, so Bean has tried to put himself on the right side of history, started preaching like an Arsenal fan. Shall I tell you what? This match only ends in one way, a Chelsea loss. He was just celebrating the thing, you know. But I think that was what a sensible football fan's response to that was. You lot scored early.
which you were good to score early, but the next 5-10 after that, I think we even scored and it was disallowed, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And that didn't dishearten us, didn't dishearten the crowd. We kept going. And on this show, we kept speaking about all the goals they have been scoring. Yeah. What we wanted to ignore was the goals they've conceded. Five before
no
they
played
us.
No one wanted to ignore that.
No, no, but we didn't, again, so. It was, subscribe, you lot's plan is to go out there and outscore all teams. When Morgan Rogers hit that volley, I thought, maybe Dan's onto something.
And by the way, we'll be able to do this to most teams. Arsenal are the best setup team. Arsenal are the best setup team in the league, and you are the team that knows what you are more than anybody, more than City, United, Chelsea, everyone, all your rivals, you know what you are. Everyone else is in transition. Me, this game could have gone two ways, yeah? And for me, it was all about Alonso. We've got no Caicedo. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
with,
was a big miss.
That's a huge miss, because especially when you consider how we played. So I thought with no Caicedo, we might say, all right, let's shore things up a little bit and go to a four at the back and just try and, yeah? And then all of a sudden, the team sheet comes out, he's gone 3-4-3. Now, my two centre mids are Lavia, who's a quality player, but you expect him to limp off at any moment. Yeah. And Reece James, who's a quality player, but you expect him to limp off at
And he's not a quality centre midfielder.
Bottom line, yeah?
Good so, centre midfielder,
good,
okay.
Good player in a midfield three, maybe you can do with him, but in a two...
Yes, you see, a big
you
ask.
See, you see in a two...
Big ask,
you see in a two, that box midfield against Arsenal, who are always
big
moving.
Ask. Big ask,
you need players who just don't stop moving. Now, both of them players, yeah, when I say James, and James is phenomenal as a defender, isn't it? But his best attributes are him on the ball. Lavia, again, he's not known for quality, but he's not known for off the ball.
Yes.
Now, Caicedo is known for off the ball. Lamine Kamara is known for on the ball, but more off the ball. It was brave from us, yeah? Immature, rugged, raw, whatever it is. And to be fair, with how we played, we needed our three to have a proper game. João Pedro had a poor game. That changes half of how the game goes, yeah? Rogers is still... Get me.
I think Rodgers played well.
He did play okay.
Palmer played the worst out of your three.
I was just about to say that.
Now, against Arsenal, if you want to play that style, you attack, we attack. Your attack need to be
proper,
on smoke.
Yeah.
Because they're also going to attack more than you. Mm-hmm. Because they're just a better setup team for this. Mm-hmm. Three-man midfield, they know what they are. Now, I'm happy we did that because I think we sent a bit of a message to the rest of the league. Stop just trying to shell up against these boys, because we had chances. We had bare chances. Yeah. Raz making good saves. We're hitting the post. And you know all the chances we almost had? That's where it was. And then we're getting done in transition. That was a basketball match for 40 minutes. You lots weren't comfortable with it.
No, Hundo, but you're, what I'm gonna say.
The stadium, Arsenal Stadium, hadn't felt like that for ages.
Emirates.
But Dan, look.
I call it the Arsenal
thing,
Stadium.
One thing I want to say with Chelsea, yeah, the only time you lot did this was at the start of the second half, start of the first half, where the team built the play up, innit, yeah? You see, otherwise, you're getting it to the front line and asking them to create. Your midfield, that four,
they don't exist.
But do you know
so
why?
So they're giving it to these, but I'm saying, play. Assist yourselves.
Play. Yes.
But Loon, did you watch the game? Because that formation, it was not three at the back. I watched the game. That your cousin was right back, Hato was left back, Neto was on the right hand side, Rodgers was on the right hand side, there was two in the middle, and Cole Palmer was playing in the middle. He didn't start at the right. Rodgers was 100% on the left, Neto 100% on the right hand side.
But they out of possession, it turned back into it.
Possibly, but when they attacked, for example, when Neto hit the post, that was a crime example of what I'm talking about. They had
that,
four.
That wasn't
back,
a break.
Two.
That wasn't a break.
But when they broke, you saw the formation. Neto was on the right. Palmer was through the middle running.
He's the outlet.
Rodgers was coming from the left-hand side. And so you didn't really set up the way you usually do.
I watched how we set up. That was a back three, back five when we're out of possession.
And it didn't
work. Once we're in comfortable possession, then it started to move around and change and whatever. You see Neto
creeping.
But
how did you have Neto and... Because I remember when Gusto came on, he was playing right back. I saw a full back.
But none of this matters, yeah? Because I say that to say this. No, because I say that to say this. It's a box. You see, when you play a box midfield, yeah? This is what it is. Your two DMs have to be monsters, yeah? That's a fact. But more than anything, in a 3-4-3, your wing-backs have to be wing-backs. Neither of our wing-backs were wing-backs. So, our wing-back is Palestra. We brought him for a specific reason. For Xabi Alonso. He's not fit yet. He'll be fit hopefully next week after, whatever it is, yeah? Then you get to see an actual... Because That's why it was free having to assist themselves. It's not meant to be that.
Your wing backs are meant to
be. Wing backs are meant to be way gone.
3-4-3 is a myth, man.
Hato, who's a left back.
It's a specialist.
And we had Neto, who actually don't really know where he's meant to be, but he was still half decent. Change that to them lot, and we got you.
Who's your two out and out wing backs, sorry?
So wait, but the thing is, I'm still confused, man.
What do you say? Unless your wing backs
are
black.
Both your wing backs aren't black, it's a myth.
That is kind of true. Do you know what's crazy? The best wing back this league has seen wasn't black.
Marcus Alonso.
I hear you.
Oh, he was on the other side. There was a black
Victor Moses.
Yeah, but
he said both.
No. Marcus Alonso
was killing people.
He was a killer. He was
cold.
Arsenal and VAR are back in their little bed together, yeah?
Let's
very simple.
I'm here for it.
I would love to.
Gabriel kicked my keeper in his head and just cracked on with it.
And I say
they
something.
Just cracked on.
Have we all played men's ball here, yeah? If your head is lower than where your head is meant to be, you could get
what?
Men's ball is a pause.
No, not that.
What if your head isn't where your head's meant to be?
Your head being lower.
If your head's lower than your head's meant to be.
I missed that one. Still.
It's alright. Okay, cool. I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. Man.
But so I want to talk about three examples. One of them was absolutely extreme. So the first one was that I want to speak about was McGinn. Against, I think, Calafiori last week. Yeah.
Let me just land.
I'm telling you how it wasn't. We have loads of Arsenal fans on Twitter saying, Calafiori's put his head down here. My man's foot's made connection with him. They want McGinn sent off. What are you talking about? He's got every right to kick the football. I'll go to an extreme one. Abu Diaby against John Terry. There was no red card given. He's kicked his face off. But because John Terry's head is down there, he has. He's literally.
VAR,
what do you mean if they put VAR? They saw
it
what happened.
It could have been different. Oh, they saw it.
Bro, he's dived to a ball that a man's volleying and his head's been kicked.
And then get to the final one, because I agree with you.
Yeah, so, and then the one the other day now, they're all on the floor. The ball's just bobbling around. Like, a man has. How is he holding it? What are you talking about? The ball's bobbling around. He tries to shoot. He misses the ball. He kicks him in the head.
And Lippy, let's be honest. In that game, Chelsea were just so aggressive.
I want to add to that.
Excuse me?
No, let me.
I'm sorry.
This is gaslighting. John Terry made a video. Yeah, he put it on Twitter. All the Chelsea fans loved it. Let's go out there. Let's have a fight. Let's turn this into a fight. Let's beat them the way we used to beat them. Everyone was on Twitter saying, that's not a good idea. Bringing João Pedro and these men to move like Drogba against Gabriel and these boys. It's not going to happen. The result of that, Rodgers doing Henry celebration, getting cradled by his ex-teammate, Konsa. We break away, score the second goal. It stinks, bro.
Stinks.
You came to fight us. I remember the last game as well. Bare off the ball challenges from João Pedro. João Pedro thinks he's a bad man when it comes to Arsenal, you know. Finally, because I'm not going to lie, I kind of fear him, even for Brighton, even for Watford. He'd cause us problems. This is probably the one game where usually don't concentrate on the football. It's the fighting, but there's enough football there. There weren't enough football in this one. He was just trying to fight. You get me? And that is as a result of their top legends gassing them up to say, go and play Arsenal a certain way.
I've seen enough, by the way.
You shouldn't have done that.
Listen, 2-1 away at the Emirates is not some like mad scoreline, innit?
Yeah.
These are the type of fixtures. Like that would have been
the most bet
result that you could get, innit? This isn't some super surprise. I just wanted to see what we are trying to be because I still wasn't sure.
I want to show you what
but
you are.
But barring the goal and you hitting show the post, me. I don't know who you are.
Oh, I know who they are. Because the scariest attack in the Premier League, quote unquote, these are Steve-O's quotes, the scariest attack in the league had 0.15 better XG than Coventry at the Emirates Stadium that afternoon. So we can sit here and we can talk
different courses, dog.
Regardless of that, it doesn't matter. You're Chelsea. You're going to win the league. You can't go to Emirates and perform like that.
Yeah,
Simple things.
They've got the best defense.
No, I know you can because it happened. They're not good enough. But I'm saying to you, with all the talk and with John Terry doing up TED talks and all of that, reality.
You can lose that. They can't have a good season.
They can't with the hype. With the hype Chelsea's got and with Paul, with the hype that Chelsea's got, that can't happen.
Where?
And that'd be cool. The bridge can't.
The bridge will
be
different.
On top of the world. If you come Anfield and lose, you can't have a whole like Bun referendum. Man. You just lost to Anfield, bro.
Yeah, Arsenal came at Anfield, lost last season, won the league. You can't say certain losses you can have, bro.
It's not like
Emirates is one of those stadiums. You got to charge it. You lose them.
Emirates. You weren't supposed to win that.
Broski, we're Arsenal. We're going to go everywhere else and do what we have to do. So us losing at Anfield was a micro something. they'd already come into that match conceding five
to
Brighton and whoever else. So don't get it twisted. I still think Chelsea are decent, but we're just highlighting that this super attack that everybody's meant to be scared of ain't necessarily ready.
If they win three in a row, it's back to the same narrative. So despite this loss, they go and win 2-3 in a row.
But that's why I'm saying bun the narrative, because there's a reality that's horrible where Kai Havertz does a dummy, the ball falls to Martin Odegaard, he has enough time to go to the fucking shop, get a drink, come back and take the shot. That is a reality
Chelsea
that happened.
Chelsea
I saw
world beaters right now. They're gonna
but
lose
my whole thing is, I only say this because
they're
he told me they're going to win the league.
Doing.
But Jams, then don't
tell
me they're
going
to win
gonna
the league.
And I'm still going to say it. I still say it. But here's what I'm saying.
It's gone mad. But.
Kai Havertz had the game of his life, like he always does against Chelsea. Yeah. And you have to rate it. You have to rate
Can
it.
Can we talk about Gyökeres?
Go on then.
What about him? If you want. Talk then.
He looked poor.
Very.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Gyökeres came on. I was screaming. They needed him. You not needed a
and
difference.
That's why we got all the
a difference.
Back.
So
can
Dude.
You say my bad to us then? Because we said that we don't need him. We want Havertz. You're like, oh, I remember when you like hated Havertz. I said, brother, we got Gyökeres
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're looking at him different. And
he
we, do you know what it is? We just, because let's have it right.
You move like you just tasted something.
Havertz isn't perfect, you know. It's just we're able to play a certain way when he's on the pitch. And that can't be ignored. All them
he
little dummies
play,
and flicks. And
wins free kicks. Yeah, like, the types of goals. It'll be a header outside of the box. He's a pest, bro.
Defenders don't like him. Your don't is like him.
Do you know what I think, yeah? When you're playing against a back three, yeah? And you lot played a pretty 4-2-3-1, yeah? Or 4-1-3. Yeah, no, Arsenal. You played your normal shape, yeah? When you're in a back three, the two on the side of a back three go and do the marking, yeah? He kind of got let. He gets left to kind of drift. And where he was drifting, he was just dragging Fofana here, there, everywhere. It was good. What can you say? Get me? You lot are good. You
but
lot
a
are
back
good team.
Three, Fofana's supposed to know one striker isn't my responsibility. Once he gets out of
the they're always
four,
moving.
You move him on.
They're always
move
moving.
Him on.
It's a nightmare, bro.
Everyone's going everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
bro,
a nightmare.
Have you ever played it? Well, obviously you haven't. Have you ever played in a back three?
Yeah. I was the right centre half in a back three.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it on the
ball. Yeah, on the ball.
Off the ball is uncomfortable.
Off the ball is so weird. Because again, like you said, Jams, yeah, when a man goes across now, you almost feel safe to let him go over there because there's two other centre backs. But
yeah.
Then all of a sudden, the wide centre back's on the winger, and rare time you're just there like, what do I do? And it's a nightmare, man.
But once you get that those positioning that starting position right and everything right, you're
depends
flying.
On how you set that back
feel
three
like
up. Still,
to, yeah.
It took Conte 6 weeks to get it right.
The wing backs are important as well.
Wing backs against Hull, their wing backs picked up our wingers, and the three centre backs had a field day in their box. You know what I mean? Whereas certain teams, it would be. If you could defend wide as centre-backs, you're allowed to have that job to
there
an
you
extent,
go.
Innit?
You're in trouble as a back three if your wing-backs aren't there to defend. Because that was Neto's side, innit?
I want you lot to watch at least the 20-minute highlights because they must have been playing five different formations.
Bro,
but it must have been about five different formations.
The only players that were playing in their actual position at Chelsea were Martinez, yeah, on the weekend, Lacroix, who plays well in the centre of a back three. That is pretty much, and the front three. And the punt free. Lavia, yeah, but even Lavia not in a two-man midfield. That's the only ones.
Go back and watch the highlights.
We're getting there.
Two right backs at centre mid in 60 minutes is insane. Reece James and Gusto, centre mid, two right backs. I was baffed.
What I want to highlight is that five players in the Arsenal side have never lost a game to Chelsea.
Damn.
In an Arsenal shirt.
Damn.
Six have. So yeah, six have. I win.
Yeah, but... It's a thing where we've now got Gabriel Magalhaes, the general, 12 games against Chelsea, 10 wins, 2 draws, 0 losses. We've got Odegaard in there, who's got 8 wins and 3 draws. I know he wasn't there, but I've got to give a shout out to Mohamed Elneny, never lost to Chelsea.
And Will Todd.
Obviously, Will Todd, I was going to name him after. Obviously, Billy Blythe, we all remember him.
Who's Billy? No,
that's Billy Blythe, bro. Come
never,
on.
Never heard black
of
guy,
know,
black winger.
You
cold.
Don't know ball if you don't know about Blythe.
Black winger, cold, black, dreads.
He was ahead of
dreads. It's a bit heavy on the Arsenal, this show, isn't it?
Yeah. But all jokes aside,
you
I have
never
a,
know is that. A producer's an Arsenal fan.
Slides.
I just want to say one last slide. I got this DM at 11:11. I don't know what that means.
Are they waiting, man? They're waiting for
but
the classical king.
This is from a brother This is from a brother that calls himself French. His at is the Book of French on Instagram. And he said, I've just checked the stats. Mourinho against Arsenal was 12 wins, 8 draws and 3 losses. Arteta currently is at 12 wins, 2 draws and 2 losses. And you remember how they used to speak about us with Mourinho, right? It might be time to start calling you lot.
Arteta's Jose was on to Wenger. Yeah,
so it might
be they're never going to win. Oh,
yeah,
know.
Except that we had...
Hold on, boys.
We had better managers.
One of my Northwest compadres has actually injured himself. I'm going to replace him with another Northwest man. Okay, Dot, let's get in there.
I'll get out of here, man.
K-Dot in the building, coming off the bench. We got K-Dot. Yes. I also want to highlight that Jams is also from Northwest London. This is the filthy Northwest takeover. Oh, it has not stopped since Menace got it.
I'm from West now. Oh, no, he's from Northwest.
No.
Libby and these men said to stop saying what I was saying.
Chill out. He's going to start talking about certain letters. But yeah, the Champions League is back tonight. United's back in there somehow.
Thursday.
That is, they're sending a message, aren't they?
Yep.
That is rude. They want you to feel at home in the Champions League. They might even play the
We've spent our time in the Europa.
You saying you've done your bird?
Yeah, we've done our bird.
Back.
Hey, don't let Arsenal fans bad you up about anything to do with Europe.
We're back now.
Don't let them chat to you about Europe.
We're definitely here.
It's too late, bro.
Yeah, man, we're back to the party.
There it is. When Arsenal have actually achieved something in Europe, then let them talk to you like that.
Yeah, you can't go to the final and lose.
Twice.
I'd rather be there than not, though.
Exactly, brother. Yeah, but
it's a bit...
What, you'd rather lose in the final?
I'd rather lose in the final than not.
Getting to the final still something, man. We can't keep doing that.
In my lifetime, you can't say you can't go to the final and lose. Because you've done it twice.
We've done it twice.
To the same team.
But it was a great team.
Either way, clearly.
It was a very, very good team.
Players that are now in management. So what are we doing here? Can Aston Villa, we can't talk to Aston Villa?
We lost to Barcelona and PSG. What? You can't chat as well?
No.
Well, you had a nice run, though. That was your best chance.
Losing two without winning one is crazy. Just win one.
There was no 2-goal scoreline with us. It was a 1-1 penalties and then a 2-1. You man got beat up 3-1 at Wembley and 2-0. Like Messi got a header over Real
Ferdinand. Yeah, but that was like twice in like 3 years or something. No?
The header was disgusting.
I hear it. Just achieve something, innit? Achieve something.
Last time they were in a final, they lost. Champions League. And the time before that, they lost.
But anyway, the reason it's funny is because you don't have a bag of players that ain't really worn the circle with the stars on it on your shirt too many times. That's why kind of why we're getting onto you. So as a club, big up yourselves, but I'm going to rate Dorgu and them, man. You understand? But obviously the first game week doesn't really mean much considering PSG have never finished in the top 8 and they've won it back to back. We tried to do it 2 seasons in a row, and they're not doing well, and they're just Kvaratskhelia and them.
We finished top, and they slapped us first.
And then you lot finished top. Yeah, and they beat you in the final.
Yeah,
nothing don't matter. Don't finish top. That's the curse.
Wow. So it's across 3 days, man.
It's across 3 days. So we got Club Brugge vs Villa, Porto vs Man City, Liverpool vs Atletico Madrid.
I need my get back.
And Napoli are away. At home to Arsenal. Sorry.
It begins, you know.
It does begin.
Man United versus who?
Sabah.
Who?
And I just want to say Sabah. Shout out Sabah. That was actually...
I'm sure that's Azerbaijan.
Hold on. Let me just say, shout out Sabah. That's an Asian girl that I went to primary school with. I hope you're doing well.
My brother's in Sabah as well. Yeah, shout out Sabah. Well, go
and
on,
it's, the White Rangers thing, isn't it? No?
Sabah. That's a Sabah.
No, the White Rangers, he's called Sabah, no?
What, the face on the end
no,
of
no, no, no. Yeah, the guy.
The face on the sword.
Yeah, the face on the sword.
Are you sure it's called Sabah?
I'm sure it's just Sabah. If this is Sabah and you thought his name was Sabah because it's a Sabah, you're an innovator. I proper respect kids like that. Like mistakes that make sense. You know them ways.
Sabertooth tiger.
Sabah.
His name is Sabah.
I had that sword.
They talked to you and they pressed the button.
Sabah.
That sword was serious.
Wait, you're selling it for a bills.
Yeah, they're big money
I'll
now.
I'll cop it, you know.
And the Megazord.
I'll cop it. And the Megazord, the all white Megazord.
Yeah, they had the Megazord, the Tiger Zord.
I had that as well, man.
No, the suit.
Nah, man.
So how are United going to deal with Sabo?
White Ranger.
Never lost. White Ranger never lost.
I want to ask the crowd, how will United deal with Sabo on a Thursday? That's a Europa League fixture, really, right? Like if we had Bodo Glimt on a Thursday, you'd say, oh, you get me? So,
it's Champions League. We're here, man. We're not outside, man.
Yeah, but listen, on Friday, we'll be doing the ultimate Champions League draft. Because a lot of you have been asking for that, and we only want to do what's best for you.
Join us then.
Join us then.
I'm not doing that one.
But for now, like I said in the beginning, people, remember to hype, like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you very much, Jams London. Forward and down.
Yeah, big up. Lucky, yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.